Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus criminy.
All right, we are back. I'm very scared about what's about to happen.
Okay.
So if you remember 2 years ago, Chuck Liddell goes through the vigorous process of picking up his media credential, his day pass.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the comment was, I only did this because I love you. Or he might have said like you. I don't know. And anybody else, I would kill them.
Okay.
So Randy Couture, Mindy Robinson went through the painful process of getting their day pass. And rumor has it, he may kill me.
Well, no. It's that rigorous. It's that hard.
It is and it isn't. First, you know, like Steve said before, it's about four football fields long of a walk.
Okay.
You know, I mean, heavy security, you know, all that stuff. I get all that, you know, and the process is excessive, but I understand it.
Well, you gotta be careful. I mean, you gotta be safe and be overcautious regretful.
For sure. So we thought that we could acquire the passes. And when Steve went down, they said, absolutely not. For security reasons, we can't allow that. But you have to go through a lot. First, you walk to go get the day pass. Like I said, it's, I don't know, somewhere between a half a mile to about 16 miles. Somewhere in that vicinity. Then you have to walk an extended period. Got to go through security. Got to take an elevator to go get to another elevator so you could get to the third level.
Okay. So is he in the building?
Oh, no, he's in the building. You know, he has...
the natural one?
He has his credential.
Nice.
And we'll see how badly this is going to be for Randy.
Okay.
Randy meaning me, not Randy meaning him.
Well, while we're waiting for that, do you want to talk about some Super Bowl history facts?
Sure. Go ahead and bore us for a few minutes.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots are tied for the most Super Bowl wins with 6 each, followed by the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with 5 wins apiece. So a win on Sunday would make San Francisco tied with the Steelers and the Patriots for the most all-time at 6 Lombardi trophies.
All right, so you should have done it in reverse order. So teams that have 1 victory, blah, 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 blah. Teams that have 2 victories, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, blah, 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 blah. 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, when you get to, what'd you say, 6 or 7? What is 6. New England? 6. All right, so 6, obviously New England, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and, of course, 7, Team Tom Brady.
Well, right, but the reason I didn't do it that way was I was just worried that the natural one would arrive before I got to finished my list, and then it would have been over.
Okay, so go ahead and continue.
No, that's it. That's the end of the stats. That's the end of the history of the NFL. that's all they got.
All right. Well, that's all we got.
But it's an exciting time. Love this time of year. I mean, Super Bowl parties, it's always the first major event after the holidays where friends and family gather and they eat all their favorite foods at one time and socialize. So it's always a fun time for America, really, to come together and celebrate with friends and family. So
you know that look when your children, you know, like come out of their bedroom and they have this I can't use the word ship, you know, the ship that's on the front of my computer, grin, you know, like Santa just came and instead of leaving one gift left the whole red bag.
Yeah.
So Stefan sits down, he brings a whole tray full of wings from, I don't even know where it's called, wings on something, wings on, and he's got that look like he just hit the lottery, and because I'm on the air and he's not, he's like he thinks it's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, so he's eating in front of you?
Yeah, he's eating in front of me. He's rolling his eyes. Yeah, there's a... Randy's coming. Randy looks mad.
See, that's why I didn't start my trivia game.
Yeah, I'm about to get my butt kicked. Oh well. Should we do it live on the air? All right.
Yeah.
What we need to do then? Let's go early. Let's break early, and then Randy can come and tell me it's my fault that the NFL is the NFL. Coming to you live from Radio Row. We'll be right back with the Natural, Randy Couture, and Mindy Robinson. We'll be right back.
Almost said I love you. Could I really be that kind of guy? See one candle burning in your eye. Then watch my heart fill up.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia. From metal signs and handbags to men's wallets, it's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Brady Quinn, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Has the Midtown Ripper claimed a fifth victim? The body of another.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Radio Row. I'm glad everything went smooth. With our next guests, Randy Couture and Mindy Robinson. What's up, guys?
How are you, brother? Good to see you.
Good to see both of you. How would you, I guess, flew in last night?
Yes, at midnight I flew in from Florida. Same weather. It's funny.
Well, we're used to it in Florida. So I didn't know that it rained like this in Vegas. I mean, you guys live out here.
Yeah, and this isn't the norm, but the last 2 years we've been getting this kind of rain, which we need significantly. I mean, Lake Mead has been down 90 feet. Last year we get the monsoons and we rose it 20 feet. We need to continue that trend. I like the rain. I grew up in Seattle, right. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, and same, in Tampa Bay, it rains all the time. So yeah. We had the CEO of the committee, and we were talking about typically the NFL, if it rains, they won't come back. Like Minnesota, it was awful. They'll never go back there.
Huh.
They went to, because it's all about everything. I think Vegas is probably the only place that it don't matter. A hurricane could hit, or a tornado, an earthquake, and they're coming back here.
Yeah.
As residents, what does this do for your living, you know, life of the fiasco of streets and, you know, police and blockage?
We've had a challenge here for a while. They just redid the whole town. They continue to tear up the freeways everywhere. I think we have the corner, the market cornered at Orange Cone, so let's just put it that way. They're everywhere. And between the F1 thing that they just did here, I mean, they took over a year to get everything prepared for that. And to tell the residents, the people that live here, oh, it might take you 4 hours to get to work. You need to prepare and plan ahead. And this weekend is going to be a huge influx of personnel and people too, which makes it a challenge to do anything in town if you live here.
Right. Okay, that's enough.
No, it's the F1 thing. They didn't ask the residents. And it's one thing if you, we're going to bring business and we're going to make money for Vegas, but they were blocking the walkways so normal people couldn't even watch because, you know, forbid they see it for free when they live here. They were telling businesses they had to close down or pay, you know, if they had a view of it. Those are the issues I have. That's a little predatory.
Gouging. I mean, price gouging.
No, for
honestly.
Sure.
They were trying to sell rooms and anything with a view of that F1 track, you know, for ridiculous amounts of money, and it didn't go over well. So I'm not sure how they did. It sounds to me like it didn't go very well. Obviously, okay. I'm a huge football fan. I hope that this goes well this weekend and that there's no pushback from sure. the locals, because it does affect your life.
I mentioned the price gouging in the first hour, or it was so long ago, you know, I don't remember, where it's if a hurricane hits, if an earthquake, you know, there's laws against that.
Yeah.
But I remember I went to a Super Bowl in San Diego, and I went to my hotel room, which was better than the B&B that I went to last night. Where do you hear this
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you told me
Oh,
that.
My God, that's it was brutal. It was brutal. But on the back of the door, it said the absolute most rent or fee or whatever for this room is, I'm going to make it up, I don't remember, $125. I was paying $350 a night.
Wow.
Because it was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So how was it okay to do it then, you know, when it's not okay, you know, it's just insanity.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Briefly mentioned Toby Keith. You know, obviously you're in that world. How well did you know him? And
well, I was in Iraq, and he had been there a month or two before, and they were still talking about him being over in Iraq, performing for the troops and doing all that. I was a huge fan of a lot of his early music, and he's a very patriotic guy and very supportive of our military. And we've become friends with Bobby Pinson, who helped, you know, wrote several of his number one songs, and just a great guy, very talented guy. And obviously they did some things together that are going to last forever. And it's unfortunate. We're seeing more and more of this now. I mean, we're seeing lots of our celebrities that we grew up with.
Yeah,
we
I know.
They're, you know, and is that indicative of the age that we are,
yes.
honestly?
Yeah, it's killing me.
Yeah, it is what it is. And he's one of those guys that's affected and provided entertainment for so many of us for so long, and somebody who's going to be tragically missed.
Absolutely. Minnie, did you know?
I got to work with him in a video I cannot be seen in. I couldn't find myself in it.
Really?
What a whole day spent on that. and then I did a commercial, like a Ford commercial, which I've never seen. But I did get to work with him, and I won't tell you my story, but it's...
It's pretty funny.
It is. Okay, look, it's not bad. I can probably tell that.
I don't know.
It's a movie set. We're in the middle of the desert.
Okay.
There's one porta potty at the end of the trailer, and I'm the one that had to eat. I like go to open it, and there's Toby Keith. So I had the great honor of
using the porta potty.
That's my story.
After Toby.
My stories are ever normal, and I'm sorry.
I was able to do a bucket list last year. I went to the Navy-Army game.
Ah,
and it's the Navy Army game,
sure.
Not the Army Navy. Just so you know, you know, some people call it right. Right, exactly.
I could debate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wrestle for it.
Yeah,
I wrestled my share of Navy guys.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you beat a lot of those Navy guys as well. Have you ever been to the game?
I have not been to the game. No.
It's absolutely a must do. You have to go to it.
It looks amazing.
It's really the most incredible. You know, as a veteran, you know, as we both are. Everything, the pomp and circumstance, the weaponry that's there. This guy walks by, and it looked like ducks. You know how the ducks all follow. So this very distinguished man walks by. Behind him is like a bookworm, like a nerd. Glasses, walkie-talkie, the whole nine yards, right? The third person, I think, had a rocket launcher, flamethrower, six hand grenades. It was the Secretary of Defense.
Ah,
so, you know, he's being protected. He had his person telling him where to go. And to end the whole story, and I can't tell it right. My wife says, you know, you don't use the right words. You never know I talk for a living. So we're flying home after this great, you know, all the brigades march out. Then they walk out, and then the next team. And
yep.
And it got a little ugly. This is the first time they said that the players kind of went, you know, you can take trash talking, you know, past, right? Yeah. So we get on the plane, and this puts the whole world in perspective, which is why I'm boring you with this story. So, you know, we get mad, road rage. We get this, we get that. We get on the plane and flying back from the Navy-Army game, and I noticed it right away. He didn't because he's not military. As we land, the pilot gets on and he says, we have the honor. I don't remember the wording, so we'll just fly through that. Please stay in your seats after we land so the two uniformed military can get off the plane carrying a folded flag. So you and I know what that means. Most people know what it means. A lot don't. There was a body under the plane, you know, and we put all of this crap, you know, like it's important, and forget what that game stood for. All these people that played in that game, all those screaming idiots that are in the lower level yelling things, you know, back and forth to the, you know, that they're all willing and they signed that contract. We signed that contract knowing that we could, yet you're mad that somebody cut you out and here's a, you know, a soldier, a veteran, well, not a veteran yet, you know, underneath. To me, it kind of put everything.
Wow, that's interesting. The timing of that, to have that happen on that flight coming back from that game, that's pretty crazy.
The trash talking back and forth. And after the game, I wanted to say the losing side, but it's the winning side. He ran over to where a bunch of the cadets were, and he lifts up his jersey, and it says, "Who's crying now?" And you know, it's all funny, but they took it, you know, a little bit too, you know, at the 50-yard line. Do people say that? I know I have to you because, well, I can't run faster than you. I'm not stronger than you. So I really don't know why I do it. But people that are not veterans or in the military don't get that you can make fun of. Like the Coast Guard. Do you know about the Coast Guard? They passed a new rule. That you have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard.
Oh, wow.
It is true. It finally went through. Huh. That way, if the ship sinks, they can walk back to shore. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
you know, that's a good one. You know, but
that's a good one.
How many people say those kind of digs at
veterans take the piss out of other veterans better than anybody, and they're the only one that is going to get away with it.
Right.
Because that's what we do. You know, I tease my Marine buddies. I got invited to speak at a Marine Corps ball. I'm like, why are you inviting an Army guy to speak at a Marine Corps ball? I guess you needed help reading the menu. And they all lost their mind. They loved it. You know, I just never developed that affinity for crayons. It's just the way it is. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that goes on between, you know, I work with veterans across the board from any branch. It doesn't matter, including the Coast Guard or the Space Force. And
so a lot of outside the military
and banter that we constantly have with each other. It's just how it is.
What could somebody in the Coast Guard or Air Force possibly say to the Army, Marines, or Navy that, you know,
they'll come up with something?
They'll just change it. Update us on, you know, the PFL, Bellator, you know, that whole thing.
Well,
I mean,
we have the big fights coming up the 24th of February in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. That's Bellator champions versus PFL champions. It's going to be a huge pay-per-view. It's going to launch that pay-per-view vehicle for the PFL. Obviously, the acquisition has gone through, and the PFL now owns Bellator and the 210 fighters that were signed to that roster. There's a lot of amazing fighters there. And we've spent 6 years developing a ton of very, very good fighters in the PFL. So I think this is that first big crossover fight, that, you know, that thing I was trying to do back in the day to fight Fedor, make the Pride fighting champions fight the UFC fighting champions. It's literally... here we are at the Super Bowl, a Super Bowl of MMA. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting.
Something that, you know, and I've talked about, you know, numerous times, that will never happen. You know, very rarely will somebody, one company, send to the other for obvious reasons. You know, one thinks it's bigger, you know, God forbid there loses. So really, even though the two have now joined forces, it still is the Bellator champs versus the PFL champs, which I think adds to this whole thing.
I agree 100%. And, I don't think the Bellator brand is going to go away, at least not anytime soon. They've absorbed those fighters. They're going to put those fighters in the appropriate regions and places for the PFL. But they're maintaining the integrity of the Bellator brand, at least for the time being. And I think this is going to be a huge show. A really, really cool... There's a bunch of great matchups on this card. It's going to be really, really good.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. A, the matchups, and I'm going to let you say the names and not me.
Yeah, right. I'd have to pull them up, honestly. But there's some great matchups in there. Henan Ferreira and Ryan Bader. I mean, that fight is going to be something to watch. for sure.
Right.
And on down the line, Pinedo and Pitbull. I mean, that's going to be a really, and Pinedo came out of nowhere to win our championship last year, beat two former champions to get to that final match. And he's came out of our Challenger series. So he had an extra fight or two in his season to even get to the finals and did an amazing job. He just wades through like a Terminator. And to see how he deals with Patricky Pitbull, obviously I know him very well.
Right.
My son fought him. I was cornering Ryan for that fight. It didn't go our way. But actually, one of the few times I was like, oh, no. I was a little concerned because Ryan right. got starched pretty hard in that one.
Fighters who also train and do corners have always told me that, you know, fighting's one thing. It's what you do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to corner, you know, not even a family member, but, you know, your guys, you know, yeah. how difficult that is. Now, you know, step it up 16 levels, and now you're cornering your son.
Yeah, but you put it in its right place. And Ryan had a great attitude. Everything is both a father and a coach you want to see, I saw in Ryan. He's a smart kid. He's diligent. He did his homework. He put the time in and put the effort in to walk out there and hopefully fight easy. You know, he was a great kid all the way around. From top to bottom, as a coach or a father, I don't think you could ask for a single thing more from him. He did an amazing job.
Switching over, what's new in your life, career-wise, political-wise?
I don't think you want me to bring that up.
As long as you don't use seven words, I don't. We're good.
I'm fresh back from a anti-tax, anti-government convention I got to speak at in Florida.
I did see something, and you don't think of it this way. You pay tax when you make money, and then you pay tax when you spend money.
Well, wait till you
pay tax when you die.
Yeah, I mean,
my kids are going to pay taxes on money I already paid taxes for. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And until 1913, we all kept our paychecks, all of it, and significantly changed since then, which I think that convention's all about. And what they're doing is unconstitutional. They're not. They shouldn't be able to do it. That's the truth of the matter.
We were basically teaching people not to pay taxes and how to do it and get around
it. Well, you should do it the other way around.
There are ways to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying let's learn how to do it before we stop paying taxes.
You'll be surprised. Like, do you think these really, really, really rich people are paying their taxes? No, they hide it in fake foundations, fake charities, sure. fake NGOs. There's a way that the little guy can do that too by hiding things in trust and protecting their assets and then taking themselves out of the system. And to be honest, the way that our government is spending money and sending more of it overseas in our own country and all the other things that they do with it, I got a problem with it. I think it's immoral and I'm not going to do it.
I need to learn how not to do it.
I will help you.
Yeah, no, this worked out better than I thought.
Yeah, no, no. You know, save you so much money by talking to me.
The whole $20 I can save, you know, will be. But it is crazy when my in-laws passed away because things wasn't in a trust or, you know, we had to spend $5,000. We didn't do it. We were supposed to pay to get a stamp so that you can get the stocks from my mother-in-law who passed away.
Didn't we fight a war over stamps? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. So how do we do it? How do we fix it? What do we?
There are ways to do it. I'm going to go through the process, and I'm going to teach other people how to do the process. I think that's the best way, is to lead by example. But basically, a trust. You hide your assets in a trust. All your earnings go into the trust. That's what rich people do. And it's something that we can do. And then there are other ways to take yourself out of the system. And I'll send it to you when I'm done.
No,
it's
going
to be interesting. I know, right?
Before we hit this break, when my mom set up her trust, the attorney, it was my sister and I were there, and we're the trustees or whatever. The lawyer told, and I agree with this 100%. The lawyer told my mom, yes, it's all set in a trust. It's all protected. Your job is to spend it before you die. Don't pass it down, you know, and which I wanted my mom to. I said that to my dad. You know what my dad said? Then I'll take you out of the trust. I go, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you spend it, but whatever's left, you know. All right, let's hit a break. Coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. Getting ready for this weekend. We'll talk a little football when we come back with Randy and Mindy.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, If you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
Has the Midtown Ripper claimed a fifth victim? The body of another.
And this is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Media Row in Las Vegas, Super Bowl 58. Randy, what's going out there on the Media Row today?
Well, some great conversations, hanging out with Randy and Mindy. Martin Gramatica just stopped by. We're going to get him on in about 10 or 15 minutes. I'm trying to get him in the Ring of Honor. I don't know how much you know about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So in the NFL and really everything, military, is hazing. Can we still say the word hazing?
I think we can still use the word hazing. Okay. I think it's frowned upon to actually haze people these days.
Depending on the level.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on the level. Like what the New Orleans Saints did, I don't know if you know the story, but when they would make rookies run the gauntlet, they would load socks up with like rolls of quarters. And, you know, I mean, that's taking it too far.
That's prison stuff.
It should be. And it should be.
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. You know, or when you know, the whatever the flight stuff is and they take the backs off and they push.
Yeah. I mean, you blood can wings. Get your blood wings.
Yeah. You can take some stuff crazy. So football players, as a rookie, they're required to bring breakfast on Saturday. So, you know, the meetings and then they get on a plane and they fly home. So this guy was, supposed to bring breakfast, and the rule to him and the other rookies that year, they had a great caterer, Jose. So the rule was, you're bringing breakfast, and it can't be from Jose. You have to go and bring it from wherever, you know, and it's hazing. So he forgot. So then he went to the caterer and said, hey, I need help. You need to put this all together. Well, he got caught.
Oh.
So what they normally do is, like, they'll take you to the goalpost, and they tape you to the goalpost.
Oh,
and then do real stupid stuff or whatever. So Warren Sapp stepped in. Ironic that the Raiders are over here, and Warren will be here on Thursday. He's like, hold on a second. That's our whole offense. Our offense stinks. Our defense is what really won the Super Bowl and all that stuff. So he protected them the whole year. And, you know, it's one thing if Martin says no, but when Warren Sapp, you know, steps up, it's entirely different. Give me your thoughts on not necessarily the two mini helmets, but the two teams that are playing on Sunday.
Well, obviously, Patrick Mahomes is really set the bar to be involved in winning four of the last six Super Bowls is pretty remarkable for a guy at this stage of his career. He's really a remarkable player. I was rooting for the Lions this year, I'll be honest.
Me too.
I played with Barry Sanders. I didn't play with Barry Sanders. My freshman year at Oklahoma State was Barry's senior year. I got to see Barry play in college at Oklahoma State. First game I ever went to, he ran two kickoff returns back for touchdowns. I'm like, who is this guy? He was amazing and a great guy. We shared the same weight room, got to know him, rub elbows with him. He's a super amazing human on top of being an amazing player. And with no team, what he accomplished with Detroit, and to have Detroit finally winning games in the playoffs after 30 years of a pretty dry spell.
Sure.
I was definitely rooting for them. So, and they were in the charge of that game. I was amazed how that went down.
Overconfidence, cocky, you know, the whole nine yards, which is what Detroit did, and that's how they got as far as they did. Yeah. But sometimes you have to put your ego to a side and kick the field goal.
So because Frisco beat the Lions, I'm going to pull for Frisco. I'm hoping that Frisco gets it done in the game on Sunday. I like, and they have a very healthy rivalry with Seattle, which is where I grew up and the team I usually root for.
Right.
And obviously they haven't had a great year in a little while now, but you know, that's how I feel about the game. I don't want to open any of the other stuff that is on my mind about what's been going on, and frankly a little tired of the circus that's been surrounding the Chiefs this season.
For sure. Yeah. Mindy, do you have, are you a football fan? Never mind.
I'm excited because he's excited. I don't really, the NFL lost me a while ago, but I consider it high noon Sundays when he watches football. You know, I have fun with that. But there's one thing I'm definitely not looking forward to on the Super Bowl, and I think a lot of people are, and I don't even think I have to say it.
No, and a lot of people are, though.
Who? Are they 13?
Well, it could be. Matt, to ask your question, Google when Barry Sanders ran past John Lynch. John Lynch, Hall of Famer, Tampa Bay Buccaneer, the GM of the 49ers. He's still trying to pick up his jockstraps. It's amazing because John Lynch is now in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And that's what Barry Sanders did to him. But, all right, go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Randy, going back to the hazing part, you know, we see it in Brazilian jiu-jitsu gyms all the time where someone will graduate and earn a black belt and they'll line up to do the gauntlet and white belts and lower belts are slapping the crap out of them. Do you think that's something that everyone should participate or only a rank above you should be able to slap you going through the gauntlet?
I think everybody participates in him being able to achieve that accolade and get that black belt. So what, and that's probably the only shot that those white belts are going to get at spanking his butt as he goes through the tunnel, goes through the gauntlet. So I think they, you know, that, and now they have that to look forward when they get their black belt. So yeah, I think everybody should participate. We're only as good as those guys we're on the mat with every single day. And that's whether you're a white belt or a brown belt or any color, it doesn't matter. So,
and going and tying it into football, you know, Tom Brady, obviously, in his mid-40s, achieved championship status. You were first to do so. We know Tom's diet was extreme. And, you know, so what kept you able to perform for so long at the highest level? You know, what was your key to success and longevity?
Talent. It's called talent.
I mean, work ethic, certainly. I looked through the eyes of that wrestler that got me in well into my 30s, still competing at the national and international level through wrestling. And then fighting just became an extension of wrestling for me. So I think recognizing as an older athlete, I was 34 when I started fighting. I was already, by most people's estimation, over the hill. I think you learn to take care of your body. You learn to rest. You have a plan. You try to train and fight smart. And I didn't do that when I was younger. And I think as we get older, we get smarter, thankfully.
The
science of athletics, the science of athletics has come a long, long way as well. You're seeing athletes across the board in all sports compete and train at a much higher level for much longer now. What used to be 30, I now think is 40. And you're seeing athletes like myself and others like Brady that trained and competed at a very high level, well into their 40s. And I think that's a combination of being smart about your training and that lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle, but also tuning in to all the modalities and all the things in sports science that we have at our disposal now to get the most out of these bodies that we have.
Have you ever thought about it? It's one of the numerous dumb questions that media asks, you know, athletes. Have you ever thought if you were 25, if you were 32 today, you know, in today's, you know, environment, with the science, with everything, you know, what bigger thing, not that it could have been bigger, but are there fighters that you could have, should have, would have?
Man, it's tough to look back like that. I'm happy with everything I accomplished.
Nothing we can do looking back or looking ahead.
It doesn't serve me any purpose to look back like that, to be honest. So right. I don't have any regrets. Things turned out exactly the way they were supposed to turn out, and I have to stand on that and live by that. So that's okay with me.
I asked Otto Graham that once, former quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and I said, you know, could you imagine today? You know, he was the highest paid football player for 2 years in the 40s. Okay. The 40s.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So like rookies are making, well, Purdy's making $900,000. Granted, he's going to get a sizable pay raise here very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So I asked Otto about that, and he goes, well, I was paid $40,000 a year. I was a millionaire. Because 40 back then.
By those standards.
Right.
For sure.
You know, was by those standards.
And at the end of the day, we're doing what we do because we love it. It's not about the pay. Certainly the pay is nice. And we're putting ourselves on the line and putting ourselves at risk. So, and you want to be able to take care of your family down the road when you can no longer play the game. And that's where that comes in and is important. But at the end of the day, we love this sport. Got into Sandlot football. I got under that wrestling mat at 10 years old because I had a genuine passion for the sport. And that's what it's about.
Before we go back and talk about the PFL, it's not a merger. It's more like a purchase, right? They purchased it. So we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about the movie roles, things you've got coming up, and possibly, you know, what it was like to be on some of those sets, you know, with some people that we might have heard of.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously Expendables 4 is still playing. I'm getting texts all the time. Oh, I saw it on the airplane today. And, you know, and it's doing very, very well. And it was a fun project to be a part of. All those Expendables were just remarkable. Definitely one of those pinch me moments in my life where I'm like, what am I supposed to be here? It was unique for sure.
Shocking that Sylvester Stallone has movies that go on and on, and you know, sequels and sequels, which is great.
Nobody does it better than he does, honestly. Between, you know, Rocky, Rambo, now obviously you spin off to Creed, and now we have the Expendables. We just did Expendables 4. Hopefully we get to do a 5 and a 6 and a 7 somewhere down the line.
Sure.
Who knows? But right now waiting on one called Inside Job. It's a mob movie supposed to film here in Vegas. Got a little sideways because of all the strike stuff that happened this last year. And so now they're kind of reorganizing and figuring out when we're going to start that one. Got another one that I'm attached to that I really like that I may get to work with Kurt Angle. I'm hoping Cowboy Cerrone gets in that cast as well, because I think he's doing some great things as he transitions to acting. It's called The Ranch. Dealing with cartels and some of that. Got a little Rambo. You know, the latest Rambo, it's got kind of a little of that feel to it, but a lot of action, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be fun to work with Kurt and hopefully Cowboy Cerrone as well.
So will the fans start, you know, chanting the "you suck" thing? Is that crazy that that's how people know him?
Yeah.
You know, in the back, they don't know the background story per se, that, you know, whatever, but you hear that music and that's the first thing you think of.
Yeah.
You know, you love the guy, the Olympian, the whole nine yards, and then you hear you suck. It's it is kind of funny.
Everybody's got their stick, certainly in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk more about PFL, Bellator, how it's going to expand the brand, you know, some other things that is now in place, and we briefly mentioned it. You know, when this happens, there's a lot of jobs. You know, how is there enough work for a lot of people?
Yeah, again, they opened PFL Europe. That started last year. They had a great championship. They sold out several of those shows. Their final was in Dublin, which was a hugely successful event. They're launching PFL Middle East and PFL Africa this year. That's two more regions. Obviously, Francis Ngannou is the chairman for PFL Africa and developing content and opportunities for athletes like him in that region. Obviously, Riyadh jumped in and the Saudi Arabians jumped in full bore with PFL Middle East. And that region is coming to life this year as well. Several PFL, a new female signee. With the PFL from Saudi Arabia, was the first female coming out of that region in the fight game. So
it's obviously going to be important.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that goes. The minister of sport for the entire country is a female. So things have changed significantly since 2016 in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And that's all positive. That's all good stuff. Driving, school, education, and now the workforce as well for women in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is a huge step in the right direction and progress. So I think there's a lot of opportunity. This PFL model is going to be very interesting to see how they do and how that goes. Some amazing athletes on that roster in the PFL to match them up with Magomed Kirimov.
That's why
Ray
said the name.
Ray Cooper III, Jesus. I always want to call him Jose. Jesus Pinedo. Obviously, Kayla just went to the UFC. I was excited to see maybe Cyborg and Kayla at some point. But, Larissa Pacheco, who just beat and derailed Kayla's undefeated run in the sport, will still be a very, very interesting fight with Cyborg at some point down the road. Be interesting to see how this unfolds. Like I said, Ryan Bader and Henan Ferreira, that 6'8" phenom, that's going to be a very, very interesting fight. There's a lot of great matchups on this card. Biagio Ali, I think, making his pro debut on that card. That's going to be a very interesting fight as well. And the kid's an amazing kid. He trains at the gym. Obviously, I see him all the time. And I really love what he stands for and what he's representing in mixed martial arts.
So Randy, shifting gears for a second, another three-letter sport, the USF Juniors, just announced that Sebastian Weldon, the son of the late, great Dan Weldon, who passed away in a car race in Las Vegas, has been promoted to VDR Racing through the Andretti Development League. So are you a race car fan? And if so, we have the St. Pete Grand Prix coming up where rock and roll legend Brett Michaels will be headlining. So maybe you can come back down to Florida for another trip and hang out with us at the races.
That would be interesting. That would be very interesting. I got to drive the pace car once. Affliction had sponsored a car in Pomona at the Pepsi 500, I think it was, and I got to drive the pace car. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I get to drive this Corvette on the racetrack. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, you got to go 55. Oh, you got to set your cruise control at 55, look for debris, and that's how they set their tachometers for when they come into the pits, is by that speed. So you don't get to just tear it up on the track. It wasn't what I expected, but it was still a really cool experience. And what a subculture. I was never into racing, but I got to walk in the pit, sit in the driver's meeting, go through those cars, and they have backup cars for every one of those teams. It's a remarkable world. I've gotten into drag racing, and Ron Capps has become a friend, and obviously just coming off a national championship in NHRA, we've gone to a couple of those races, and that's
sure
a whole other subculture. It's just remarkable. So I'm not that familiar with NASCAR and that kind of racing. Obviously, we just had F1 here in Vegas. We were out of town. Intentionally.
On purpose. Yeah, I know you guys well enough.
So.
Have you ever done where you do the ride-along? Either sit behind
I did the Richard Petty driving experience here with a couple of buddies. It was really cool to get on the track. I think my average speed that day was 133. At one of the six racers they trained, I was the fastest in my five test laps. It was a really cool experience.
Before we hit this last break, because I'll forget. So we came to the CES last year, and we went out there somehow. I finagled, and we got in the car and whatever. And he jumps in front of me, and I'm like, what happened? So he gets in, and he does two laps. I get in. They give me one lap, and I'm all mad, right? I'm really not, but I'm like, come on. I only got one lap. And then we showed the video. I did two laps.
You didn't realize.
It was so fast. I'm like, it had to have been only one lap. But when they filmed me going around the start finish, which means I did two laps.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. It was so much fun. A little nerve wracking, hoping the driver knows what he's doing. Obviously, he does. But that's cool that you have done that and experienced it.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was very interesting. They teach about the apex of the turn and how to go through the turn. Just taking one big toe off of that gas pedal is all you have to do to slow that car enough to make it around the bend and around the turn. It was really, really interesting.
Very cool. You got 10 more minutes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the hour, coming to you live, I think of the show, too. Coming to you live from the Las Vegas Convention Center for Super Bowl LVIII. I had to look. We'll be right back.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is
NFL Hall of Famer.
No. Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
American girls and American
it's even eerie. You know, it's eerie. You know, I mean, I think I met him once at one of Kevin Carter's things that Toby Keith was talking about. You know, and sometimes you just get hit. I mean, unfortunately, death is part of life and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But certain people, you know, when you hear his music, which will live on forever, it's still kind of chilling.
It is. It's always a shock when someone that has affected your life, because music has that ability to affect your life.
I just learned that.
Take you back to a point in time. I post a lot of music on social media. There's so much other crap on social media.
Sure.
But those songs, and I get so many messages, oh, man, I love that song, because that's what music has the ability to do. And that was my message to Bobby Pinson this morning, because when I saw what happened, I text Bobby right away. I said, man, I'm so sorry to see this. And you guys did some amazing things that are going to live on in perpetuity forever.
For sure.
And he's like, yeah, man, it's a bad day of bad blood. But
and as silly as this sounds, you both know me more than most. You know, I've never stopped to listen to a song. You know, you can sing a song. You can say every word. And I've never really listened to the song, you know, and listened to what they're trying to say. And then Daughtry wrote the song Gone Too Soon,
okay,
which is about a stillborn. My son had a stillborn. And so it kind of just hit, right? So we went to an event in Jacksonville, obviously rock and roller behind me, took me to a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd places. So we went to the bar where they wrote Give Me Three Steps. And I'm like, what do you mean? Now, I've heard the song, but I never listened to the song. And there's like an X in there, and I'm like, wait a second. He actually stood. Yes, these songs mean something. But I've never known this until, you know, the last whatever. All right, so typically Matt jumps in, and he brings up something that absolutely drives me crazy. And so at least this time he gave me permission, or he asked, can I bring up, can I talk to? So go ahead, Matt. Talk about the apparatus on your Jeep.
Yeah, so Randy, obviously you're a legend in the sport, and you're talking about the evolution of sports science and modalities, and I actually own two of the only three mobile vertical gyms in the entire country. They're on the back of my vehicle, and I train all the athletes, pro fighters in the Central Florida region, and what it does at its root is it changes the relationship of gravity to your brain to simulate the sympathetic response of going into a fist fight, activating your fear mechanism. So for first responders, military veterans like yourselves, you know, I can help train them for anxiety, stress, fear, all that without an emotional trigger of cortisol and adrenaline. Or competitive athletes, I can help them with the fight game and with internal connective tissue and neurological stimulation to simulate the fight game without the cortisol and adrenaline release. So if you're ever centrally located in Florida, it would be an honor to have truck.
No. Hold on a second.
And how do you do that? What are you doing to these people in this truck? I'm curious now is what the heck's going on in the back of this truck.
Before you answer that question, absolutely not. Not when Randy's conveniently located in Florida. If you had to toolbox yourself out,
you need give me permission.
you need to drive it to Randy's gym if he wants to see it.
If now, Randy wants to, now if Randy wants it, I'll do it.
I know you will. That's why I said it. Go ahead, now explain Randy's question.
Okay. So basically you sit in a chair position. Your arms are 90 degrees, wrist to shoulder alignment. So you can strengthen all of your internal connective tissue from your fingertips to your spine. Similar to life, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So when a punch is thrown or connected, the fighter absorbs the impact equally going back to the wrist, elbow, shoulder, lat, and spine. So I'm able to, you sit in a chair position off the back of my truck. The angle is 30 degrees. So that change of your equilibrium from your brain to your heels changes the relationship of gravity. And there's no impact to your joints. So pre-existing injuries, knee, cartilage, shoulder, hip, you're able to use your whole body to support your body weight. So it's similar to altitude training because of the large recruitment of muscles simultaneously. You're dropping internal blood oxygen levels lower. So you're getting a full cardiovascular benefit at the same time as you're stretching, opening your hip flexors, better range of motion, better range of mobility. And if it's something that you would love to do, I will absolutely drive my Jeep Gladiator to Vegas and train you and the entire camp. I'll spend a week there or whatever you want. And I'll give you guys
take a breath.
So you're describing physical modalities and things that mechanically and physically, physiologically you're doing, but you're talking about the sympathetic nervous system and dealing with the adrenaline dump and all the other things that are acquired from fighting. So how are those two correlated with being in this 30 degree chair and all those muscle and infrastructure things that you just discussed? How does that affect your sympathetic nervous system and deal with your fight or flight, which is why people get an adrenaline dump and all those, sure, especially younger fighters, because they don't have that experience yet. It is a sport of experience, and you get used to those things.
Yes, sir. So once you're in a 30-degree decline, your conscious mind recognizes that your grip and your hand strength is the only thing that keeps you from falling off the truck. There's no straps or belts or hooks to attach you or give you a feeling of safety. So that's why rock climbing in a vertical gym doesn't trigger the sympathetic the way that this does. So because there's real risk of falling, your sympathetics engage, even though your conscious mind knows you're not in imminent danger. So because of that, you're not triggering real cortisol and adrenaline release hormonally from the brain. So that's what it does. We're mimicking a life or death scenario
falling
without
it triggering that fight or flight, and
yes,
and
sir,
allows you to psychologically overcome that experience and feeling that and getting used to that. That makes sense.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So when a fighter goes into the bell rings, the vision goes straight to their opponent. The audio goes straight to their corner for trust and instruction. The rest of the fight night, the building would collapse. They won't know until after the fight's over, after they're back into safety, their parasympathetic has taken over their response. And then they'll be like, whoa, I didn't even know the wall collapsed. That was crazy. I was so into the sympathetic. So I'm able to simulate that for the fighters and to the fight camp.
That's interesting, because that's what we're all trying to achieve, is that flow state, that machine where the rest of the world goes away and everything kind of slows down, right, and you see everything coming. That's the state we're all trying to get in through training.
I have two of them in my driveway.
Okay, so what we'll do, if Randy is interested, you will leave Tampa on whatever day. I will meet you in Vegas 6 days later. I'll fly here and then drive over to Extreme Couture.
What makes a lot more sense to me is I'm going to be in Florida for sure in November.
Okay.
For my charity ride. This will be our third annual charity ride in the Cocoa Beach area. My foundation for wounded combat veterans. And maybe that's something we can experience when we're there for the ride. Make it part of the
early November or late November.
It's usually mid November.
Okay. I can allow this to happen. Well, November 2nd, I'm at a wedding. So my daughter's wedding. If I miss my daughter's wedding, she may be mad.
No.
All right. So we have plenty of time to work it out. I still would rather him drive. You know what? I'm going to change it. You need to drive here and then drive back to be there in November. All right.
I have no problem.
Interesting modality. And again, something unique and new that I haven't heard of. To, again, these are the kinds of things that we have at our disposal now, right, that we never used to have. Being part of Fight Science with John Brenkus, and then seeing that turn into Sports Science on ESPN. And I just did John's show, The Goat Code. You know, he's got the Neil House podcast and all that stuff going on now. And having that kind of feedback is something we don't normally get as athletes. And that allows us to skew and change our training, sure, and use those modalities to get the most out of our bodies.
So we have 7 or 8 months to get it done. Both of you, thank you very much. Bindi, thank you. Randy, thank you as always.
Randy, great to see you, man.
It's
pleasure.
Good to see you guys, you know for sure. All right, so one day down, we're going to do some things to get ready for tomorrow. We'll work out this thing in November. I've always said I want to come anyway.
Yeah.
The problem is neither one of these guys will drive me. So now that I know the expectation, we will be set. I promise you one thing. It'll be easier to leave than it was to get in.
I appreciate that.
Just saying. All right. See everybody tomorrow. Coming to you live today and for the rest of the week from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. I keep wanting to say Las Vegas Convention Center because it's always in the city's convention, yeah, not here. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. We never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.